So we're doing now in Shulchan Aruch in Berachas HaShachar. We're up to Siman Nun Aleph. Today we're doing section Vav, Siv Vav. We're talking about the laws that precede the davening. So we say, Asur Loimar Posuk Mi Yimalil Gvuris Hashem Achar Baruch Sheomar Koidum Hoidu. Now, over there in their Siddur, the way the Alter Rebbe writes, Hoidu comes after Baruch Shomar. There is a verse that says, who can express God's strength? Who can express that? And he says, that verse, you're not allowed to say that after saying Baruch Shomar before you say Hoidu. Because it appears, Mipnei Shenira, because it appears, Ka'imer, as if he is saying, Mi Shereitza Lamal Gvuris Hashem, that Pasuk says, one who wants to speak of God's greatness and to tell us about all of His praise, Yoimar should say, Hoidu Lashem v'goymer. It's as if when we're going to say Hoidu, what we're about to say, this is going to express Hashem's entire greatness. That would be actually blasphemy to go ahead and say that what we can praise Hashem, the Hoidu that we say, this is all of Hashem's thing. So therefore, not to say that verse. Now, take a sitter quickly, just to show you what he says over here in Sif Zayin. It says, Tzorich lahafsik ma'at. You got to make a little stop. Bein elilim ubein v'ashem shomayim oso. You see, over here, the verse says like this. Ki kol elohei ha'amim elilim. All the gods of the nations are just vanity. They're not real gods. V'Hashem Shamayim Osa. But God made the heavens. So you have, there's a stop over here. You see, there's a little psik. There's a stop over here. Because you have to stop. Because otherwise it reads, Kikol Elokei Shamayim Elilim V'Hashem. As if you're saying that Hashem is part of the Elilim. So you want to make a stop. Kikol Elokei Shamayim Lilim, stop. V'Hashem Shomayim also. You have to make sure that you say it the right way. Shulon Yinirik Chayzel Amayla. Shouldn't appear as if you're going back and saying that Hashem is one of us. And also, V'Gam Bein Ki L'chol Yesh Pesik. There is a Pesik Ki. Over here. Ki, he said, there's a psik v'lochein achov degusha. So it's ki because there's a stop. Kol elokei ha'melilim, and that's why it's not chi kol, like what is ki. That huh? Ki l'chol yesh psik v'lochein achov degusha ki kol. Not ki chol elokim. Where is the chol and the? First of all, we don't have the siddur. There are psiks over here. There's no psik over there in the pasuk. Ki chol. Now we find this pasuk in various places. Just in one place. I mean, I'm not so the digduk over here. Why would a psik make it? This actually has to do also. You can see this in the. In the Tam Elyon and the Tam, what we read in Shavuos, it also has to do that when there is an asnachta, when there's a stop, I guess then there is then it comes with a dogush.
If like it's Sinov key, or
yeah, Lishino or Tinov.
Yeah,
no. So it says over there because the loy is a tipcha, so that's why it becomes a tinov loy if it's a tipcha, if it's a stop. So after a stop, I guess ki has a psik, maybe that's a stop. And because it's a stop, that's where the call comes. Presumably also, maybe there's another posik, which is similar over there, is kichol. So that's why he has to emphasize over here is kichol. Okay. Also, bein ha'amim le'lilim, u'bein shemayim le'kichol ha'amim le'lilim, and also shemayim, also, tzorich gamkein la'afzik tzas. You have to make a small interruption, Shaleitiv lahamem, so that you don't swallow this mem. If you make it so, Hashem shamayim shamaso. Because if you don't say it stably, if you don't say it slowly, it comes out Shomai Oso. Shomai Oso. Shomai Oso. There's a Shomai Yim, stop Oso. The same thing is Shomai Oso and Amim Lilim. Amim Lilim. So in order to hear that. The Chaim B'chol Mem Shabbatov Teva V'Teva. Every time when there is an end of mem, a mem soifis in every word, which starts after with either with an aleph or with an ayin, you have to be careful like this. Every time we have a mem at the end and then you have an aleph and ayin in the beginning, you have to be careful because it's very easily to not pronounce it correctly. As will be explained in the Siman in chapter 61, Samach Aleph. Now he tells you in the Ashrei, what we do over here, so you have the verse over here, it says, Poseach es yodecha, you open your hand, umazbia lechol chayrotzin, and you feed, and you satisfy all living things what they want, you know, you give them their needs. So he says, tzorich lechavin, one needs to have in mind, when he does the verse, he has to have in mind, Pirush Hamilis Hameitzi Bisfosov. You have to think the meaning of the words that you express in your lips. And if you didn't have in mind, you didn't have Kavona, you have to go back and say it over with Kavona, with intent to see what you're saying. One should try to have kavana in the whole davening. Whatever he davens, when prayer means it's prayer of the heart. It means that you know what you're saying because you're saying it with your feelings, and you're praying to Hashem. So you should think as much as you can in the whole davening. But there's only a few sections that we say that if you said it without kavana, you have to re-say it. One of them is this Poseach es yodecha. This verse is a very powerful and a very special verse that we say. And this verse, if one said it and it didn't pay attention, so he has to repeat it again. And he says, because the main reason why our sages instituted to say the Tehillah David every day is because of the praise of this verse. What is this verse telling us really? That Hashem, He is the one that supervises on all of His creations to support them. Hashem supports all of His creations. So this is a very, very special verse. If you think about it, we learned earlier that the entire prayer is actually centered. The whole reason we do this prayer is because our sages tell us whoever says Tehillel David three times a day is guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. That's the reason we choose in Tehillel David. Because we already do Tehillel David, He said we do already to the end of the Tehillim. That's why we do the rest of the Hallelujah. And now he's saying the reason why we're saying the Tehillel David in the first place is because the Pasuk of Poseach es yodecha. So it turns out that this verse, Poseach es yodecha, is the key really for the whole prayers, for everything.
For the whole Pasuk
de Zimra, basically, because everything goes around it, the other things are added. So he says, Ba'af Achshav, so even nowadays, because we are, you know, we're not at this level, unfortunately, with the deterioration of the levels, Sha'ayin onu chayzrim b'shvil chisarun kavona. We don't usually go back. If we miss something because we weren't having in mind, we don't go back. And the reason is, why don't we repeat again? Because it's probable that the next time you're probably not going to have kavana either. Yeah, you know, there's a story once I said it over that they said that they wanted to test the Baal Shem Tov. They knew how to halacha, so they asked him. He came, you know, they asked him, what happens if you forget the Alav Yom in Rosh Chodesh? So he said, the question is not important to me and not to you, the answer, because I won't forget the first time, and you'll forget the second time too. So he basically gave him his answer, that you have to say it a second time, but he said he's going to forget it because he realized that he was trying to test him, he wasn't really being sincere. But by us we say, what's the purpose in going back to say it again? It's most likely that the second time is going to be better than the first time. So why is he going to go back? That even is going to repeat, that he's not going to, as we explained, Kufalov, he's not going to be able to have Kavona. So therefore, if you missed kavona, okay, that's it. Don't go back. However, mekomokoyim, still, kivon she'ena el posik echad, since we're only talking about one verse, choizer, he should return. Why? Shebekal yuchal lekaven shek shiirza. Because this is kind of easy to have kavona. If you really want to, this is easy to have kavona. Let's do one more sif, and then we'll call it a night. Sif tes. Noigim loymer posik manachin devorich yudke, manachin devorich ko, achar tilo ledovid. So, essentially, we end, the posik ends with shemukot shalelem void. But we add the verse of anachin devorich yudke after tilo ledovid. Because we want to have the lesayim b'haleluka. Because we want to finish with the word haleluka, k'dei l'shalsh l'haleluka achar haleluka. Because we want to sort of chain, we want to follow, link it with one haleluka after the other. Because all the other ones end haleluka, haleluka. It ends with haleluka, starts haleluka. So this we want to sort of chain it also, link it with the haleluka. Shekolam is meirish l'achareo. For all the following verses, songs, Poyschah is Ba'aluka, Mistayim is Ba'aluka, they open with Aluka and end with Aluka. V'oid, another reason why we finish the Poyschah B'nach Nevarach Yudke. Shekolayim et Tilul David, Muftach Lo'ishur B'ena Ma'bo. Because everybody who says the prayer of Tilul David is guaranteed, this time it doesn't say three times, apparently one each time is adds to the guarantee a little bit, but it says, just saying Tilul David is guaranteed that it has B'ena Ma'bo. Therefore, after we say it, we should bless. Also to the future. In other words, since we're going to be Ben Elam Abba, we should have the zchus. For this reason, also mincha we say it. Because although in mincha we don't have the first reason, because we don't say the other halalukas. So one can say, well, if the whole reason is just l'shal shal halalukas, so how come we end up by mincha when we say, why do we say v'nachna baruch yudke over there? But for this second reason that he suggests now, that is l'iske l'olam haba, that's what we say v'nachna baruch yudke, you should be able to be zoicha l'olam haba. Afa pi she'nachna mizman haluka, even though over there it doesn't follow by haluka, but still we would end with the pasuk of v'nachna baruch yudke. Okay, now we'll do Sfira Saimer. Okay.